next thing for you is like, wow, I guess I'm the man now. What was your mentality when that happened?
I mean, it's always been a high accountability on myself. I mean, when you see Fasano go, I mean, that's a brother. It rips your heart out, but I mean, it's a business, and of course he knows that, and everyone in the room knows that. But you know, it just lets you know that it is a business, and everybody's spot is vulnerable. So it just makes you want to be more accountable in terms of what you do for a living.
Last year, you had a great season, but physically, like, where were you? Were you like still not as like healthy as you were, as you should have been?
Yeah, I mean, I got from about July on to get ready for the season. Yeah. So in terms of that, it was I was a step behind in my eyes, and I never really got back to where I thought I should have been. I mean, Coach Reed and everybody gave me one heck of an opportunity. They eased me into it. The trainers, Rick Burkholder and David Glover, got me ready for the season. I can't be anything but thankful for that. So it's that's in the past. I'm just working on being the best I can this year.
Did it basically feel like you were a rookie last year because you didn't get a chance to play that first year?
In a sense. I mean, there's always been the whenever you're on the field, you know, you're accountable. So there's no, like, rookie mistakes. There's not going out there and being able to, you know, screw up here and there. It's always when you're out there, you're accountable, and you have to play like a veteran. You have to play like a professional. And that's what I did last year. I didn't think of it as my rookie year. I just went out there and played the best ball that I could.
So, Travis, what was last offseason like for you last year? I remember you didn't play during any OTAs. What were you doing? Just rehabbing?
Yeah, just rehabbing, coming in, busting my tail to get back out on the field and be accountable for every single player in this locker room. And, yeah, I mean, that's all it really was just to kind of put your head down and just go. And every single day, and by the time the season comes around, just be ready for whatever the coaches and players need you to do.
Besides football stuff, what was the best thing you did this offseason?
Man, that's a tough question, man. It was fun. Probably the bull riding, going in and seeing those massive beasts up close and personal. That was pretty shocking. Then just seeing family, just going out, being able to get away and going to see some family back home and enjoying some time with them.
When you see the Royals doing what they're doing and they got the backs of each other like they've had for the first 12 games of the season, what kind of message does that send to other athletes?
It's just, it shows that, I mean, it sends a respect in my mind that, you know, they're one unit. And they have a goal in mind. And if anybody steps on any one of their players' toes, you know, they're going to have each other's back. So, I mean, that's the kind of locker room that you want to be in. That's the kind of locker room that you want to be a part of, is a locker room where, you know, everybody's got each other's back no matter what goes down. Everyone's ready to go.
Do you find yourself, like, rooting for that kind of stuff when you see the stuff?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I'm a passionate guy, so whenever I see some tough loving going around, I mean, you can't go wrong with it.
Is it tough to be able to maintain that sense of team mentality when you've got an organization that wants to emphasize competition within the position as much as possible and you've...
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, everybody's spot is vulnerable. There's nobody has a guaranteed slot in where they're going to be. And if that given, I mean, any given snap, any given day, you know, injuries happen. So everybody's got to be accountable. And competition, like Coach Reed says, brings the best out of everyone, no matter how old or how young you are. He wants competition in the locker room and on the field so that it can bring the best out of everybody.
Travis, what were the lessons you learned from Fasano? What did he teach you?
He taught me how to be a professional. I mean, on and off the field. I mean, the guy's every bit on the field that he is off the field. He showed me how to eat right, how to watch film correctly, how to just overall the fundamentals and techniques that you need to stay on top of through a 16-game season. And,
did you have to seek that out from him, or did he volunteer?
I mean, it was just natural, kind of like follow the leader. In a sense, you know, he's been here for a while. He's seen the greats do it. He's one heck of a player himself. So it was kind of just in my own interest to, you know, kind of follow lead and see what I can get out of him.
It seems like over the last year or so, and it hasn't been like this in the past, where both sides of the parking lot kind of got each other's back. Is that the case, you and the Royals and
then they,
them and you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm friends with a couple guys over there, and I'm very respective of what they've done, especially having to go through the season they went through and then the postseason that they went through. You know, it takes a lot of heart, it takes a lot of guts, and it takes a lot of strain to prolong a season like that and then to finish strong like they did.
Do you guys feel like you have the same type of locker room as they have over there where they're so close?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the chemistry that we have in here is it's all smiles today. Everyone gets to see each other again. It's like all the brothers are back in the locker or back at home, and, you know, it's going to be fun this year. There's a lot of spark amongst the team, and we think we really got a solid team going forward.
On the football field, how important is it for you guys to stick up for each other the same way the Royals did, you know, kind of the whole, but I guess with football, with this contact, I feel like it's maybe even more important to show you can't put the line.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I mean, yeah, you got to play within the guidelines of the game. You can't go out there getting flags left and right and throwing haymakers at guys. It's just not how it's done. But, you know, when that whistle blows, when that ball snaps, it's kind of like a man-on-man war out there. You just got to take care of your business in between the whistles, I'm sorry.
Randy told me that last year you played at about 250. Are you trying to gain weight? And if so, where you
been? There's a difference between gaining weight and gaining muscle. Like I said, I got from about July on to get ready for the season, and I really think with an entire offseason like this, I'll go ahead and gain more muscle and be more ready for a complete season.
Do you think you can? Because I think you said you can handle 260 pounds. Like you played at that.
Yeah, that was my way to college. I felt that was probably my senior year was probably the most athletic that I've been, okay, in terms of strength and physical ability.
Are you like? I mean, where are you at now? And like, do you think you can get there by training camp?
Yeah, I'm between 55 and 60 right now, and that should be a reasonable goal.
Is that going to help you as an inline blocker? Like, did you notice a difference at 250 blocking in this league?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Yeah, especially with the different types of defenses and how many times you have to go up against true DNs. That is, in college, it was more so outside linebackers. But, you know, it's all based on accountability. You got to go out there no matter who's in front of you, what tools you got to work with. You got to go out there and do your job.
How do you feel like you can accomplish having a whole offseason to get ready for a season?
In my mind, the sky's the limit. I mean, that's just the confidence that I have and the confidence I have in the players and the team that we've been able to put together. I think we can go ahead and have one heck of an outstanding season, whether that's me putting up big numbers or average numbers or whatever statistics that you want to throw out there. You know, I think that this team is going to be one heck of a team going forward.
What's happened in the last few months that you believe you guys can be better offensively as a team than you were last year?
I mean, obviously you put some of the pieces together. You get a whole nother year underneath your belt. Both the coaches and the players kind of understand each other a little bit more. I mean, just the camaraderie and the chemistry that you guys build and the confidence that you guys build from being around each other. So.
Jeremy
Macklin,
you had a chance to...
J-Mac, I mean, bringing in a player like him certainly helps. I mean, his skill set is through the roof. You can't really put a number on what he could possibly do for a team like ourselves. So, you know, it's just that anxious ability to go out there and see what he can do going forward.
Last thing for me, what things have you done this offseason to, you know, continue to get a grasp of the playbook and do a better job with side adjustments? How can you actually work on that before you get on the
There's so much film work that you can do. There's so much technique stuff that you can do, and there's so much you can do in the weight room to always better yourself. And the thing is, just going out here and creating instincts, adapting to certain defensive schemes and things like that. You can always get better in the film room, and on top of that, just becoming a bigger, better athlete.
When you're in the film room, do you watch other tight ends?
Yeah, I mean, I watch countless amount of film. I mean, I couldn't even tell you. I've watched every single NFL tight end that there is today, and I've watched a lot of previous film. Recently, I picked up Tony Gonzalez's film from about 2004 to 2008 and just been studying what he's been able to do and how he played the position.
You spent a lot of time here in Kansas City working out. Why was it important to you during the offseason to be around here and continue coming to the complex and working out?
I mean, Just be a familiar face. You know, if anybody needed me around the community in terms of community relations, if anybody needed me in terms of, you know, just, hey, around the city, can you help me out with this and that? I've embraced the city for what it is. I've had fun playing for Kansas City, and I look forward to putting in another year.